You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚才像念慈姊妹讲的，我们昨天有20多个人飞下去，还有大概8-9辆车子开下去啊。
More than 20 brothers and sisters flew down to San Diego yesterday, and then a lot of people also drove down.
我们去参加 Dora 姊妹的这个memorial service 啊。
We went to attend a memorial service for Sister Lola.
聚会里面非常有主的同在。
And the Lord's presence was there at the service.
我们在劝勉的信息里面特别提到念慈姊妹把她这个封面定成欢欢喜喜进荣耀。
In my encouragement, I especially mentioned about a book that our church prepared. It's called Joyfully Entering to Glory.
我想很少人在葬礼的时候愿意讲欢欢喜喜啊。
I don't think many people would say that joyfully entering into glory.
但是从我们姊妹的角度来说，她真的是凯旋归家。
But for our sister, she was returning home victoriously.
因为她在地上为主打了一场美好的胜仗。
Because she fought a good fight while she was on earth.
我们教会的姊妹也把Lola 姊妹过去在香柏木季刊里面所投稿的5-6篇信息汇集成册。
We have prepared a booklet.Collecting all the articles that Sister Lola wrote for the Cedar newsletter.
当我在仔细的读的时候，我心里面非常非常的感动。
While I read the articles that she wrote, my heart was so moved.
她真的是美好生命的见证人啊。
She was a testimony of a beautiful life.
她在那么艰苦的里面欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
In extremely difficulty, she joyfully hoped.For the glory of God.
而如今她习了地上的劳苦，她进到荣耀里去了。
Now she has rested from her labor and she has entered into glory.
她在地上的时候，她活得讨神喜悦。
While she was on earth, she gained the favor of God.
她也活得令人怀念，令人钦佩。
And she lived such a life that was memorable for all.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你要这些文章的汇集的册，可以写信到教会的 office， 我们可以 email 出来啊。
If you like the electronic copy of this booklet, please write to.Send an email to the church office.
生命是他的讲章，生活是他的讲台。
So her life was her message.
真的是为主做的非常好的见证。
She has done such a one. She was such a good testimony for the Lord.
留在这里的弟兄姊妹也辛苦了。我知道昨天有很多人来拆除教会的这些设备。
And I know many brothers and sisters came to church to remove the equipment, the stuff here.
我想是神的恩典让我们成为一家人，被神摆在一起。
It is all of God's grace that we become a family in God's house.
我们一样在这里经历世人所会经过的各种的生老病死。
We're going through all the trials of life just as the world.
我们也在地上一起同甘共苦。
And then we go through trials, we go through sorrows and happy.
我们也一起来面对仇敌在教会中的破坏和攻击。
We also face the attacks of the enemy to church together.
同样，我们也是一起的在主的面前来承受神在基督耶稣里所要赐给教会那极大的祝福。
And we're also together inheriting the great blessings that the Lord has prepared for His church.
我们也是弟兄手握弟兄的手，一同面向应许地。
And then we're holding hands together of.Facing the promised land.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的是感谢主，让我们活在一个这么荣耀、满了爱、满了生命的大家庭。
And then how we thank the Lord that we get to live in this glorious family of God.
这个家是神的儿子亲自在治理这个家啊。
And the Son of God is the head of this house.
我想到我们心里面就喜乐。
Every time we think of this.Our heart cannot.
神的同在，神自己的主权要在我们中间。
God's presence and His sovereignty is in our midst.
主耶稣真的是好像我们的 Big Brother 一样，我们的天父真的是我们 Heavenly Father.
And our Lord Jesus is our Big Brother, and God is our Heavenly Father.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
同样的感冒季节到了，大家也要注意照顾自己。
And it is also the flu season, so please take good care of yourself.
陆陆续续听到有些人生病了，我想我们都在地上一起经历世人会经历的事。
I keep hearing brothers and sisters getting sick. We go through the life just like everyone in the world.
但是在神家里面却有祷告的保护，也有爱中的扶持和关心。
But in the house of God, there's a protection from prayer, and there's also caring out of love.
那我们祷告会有。会在每一次冬天来的时候，为了教会的弟兄姊妹跟孩子们、大人们祷告的。
Whenever there's a flu season in the winter, we will pray for brothers and sisters, children and seniors at our prayer meeting.
我也希望更多的弟兄姊妹从自己的生活、自己的需要里面走出来，能够关心神家。关心这个时代的人。
And I hope more brothers and sisters will step out of their comfort zone and to care for others in the world.
好，我现在回到我今天要讲的信息。
Now I'm back to the message that I'm about to share with you.
你会突然发现今天的信息跟上礼拜不一样。
And you will see this message is very different from the one last week.
当然我要讲的内容不一样。
Yes, the contents may be different.
但是你会发现标题多了一个蜕变的人生。
And then the theme is a transforming life.
因为我上礼拜是讲什么？
What did I talk about last week?
从短暂到永恒，谢谢你们，好，还记得。
From temporal to eternal.
弟兄姊妹，从短暂到永恒，太重要的一件事情。
From temporal to eternal, what an important matter.
我回家以后，我一想，我的脑筋里面已经祷告已经出现了十几个题目，都是从什么到什么。
And then, as I start praying before the Lord gave me more than 10 themes for message.
我觉得每一个都好重要啊。
They're all about from something to something, and everyone is important.
都是在基督里面我们得着的新造的生命。
And it's all about the new life that we receive.
那个改变生命的大能要在我们生活里面改变我们。
That great power that will change life will transform us.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要接受，要宝贝这个宝贝的生命。
We have to cherish this precious new life.
它带给我们的改变，带给我们的祝福太大了。
Just it brings us tremendous blessings.
今天有很多年轻孩子在这里哈。
Today many young brothers and sisters.
我想你们每一年到了 Thanksgiving, Christmas 都很希望得到最先进的手机，对不对？
Every time when Christmas comes, you want to get the latest cell phones.
难道不是吗？
Is that true?
现在的手机。Function 多得不得了。
Nowadays the cell phones has so many functions.
我们那个时候能够抓到电话讲话都很高兴的，有个电话。
When I was a child, we would be very happy if we can get to talk on the telephone.
你知道我看到第一代的 cell phone 是什么 cell phone 吗？
Do you know what kind of cell phone? The first cell phone that I saw.
它比我这个东西还大，要提在手上的。
You know, the first cell phone I saw was bigger than my Bible that you had to carry it with you.
提在手上是已经最 advanced 的，他们平常是 mount 在车上拆不下来的。
That was already the most advanced. The normal ones at that time was mounted in the car.
然后你看现在一个小小的手机。
Now look at a small cell phone.
它不光打电话。
Not only that, you get to talk on the phone.
它可以听录音。
It can record.
它可以听 MP3 的音乐。
And you can listen to MP3 music.
它可以照相。
And take pictures.
它可以录影。
And then take video.
它上面有 calendar, 有月历。
It has calendars.
有计算机。
Calculator.
什么东西都有，现在还有导航系统 GPS。
Or even GPS on your phone.
弟兄姊妹，你发现了吗？一个手机它有这么多的功用。
You see, even the small cell phone has so many functions.
如果我们没有这些认识的话，你以为手机只能打电话，那你浪费了它。
If you don't have the knowledge, then you only use it for talking on the phone, then you're wasting its functionality.
我们今天对这个新造的生命，我们认识的太少了。
Today we have so limited knowledge of the new life.
我们以为信耶稣就是将来不会再有审判就是了。
We think that, by believing in Jesus, we escape the eternal judgment.
我们没有想到这个生命是跟我们今天的生活发生绝对的关系。
We never thought that this new life has anything to do with our daily life now.
它要从这么多的方面来祝福我们，来改变我们。
It will, in many ways, bless us and change us.
你会发现，哇，我这个需要，原来这个生命可以应付它。
You will discover, wow, this new life can meet my needs.
我这个软弱和痛苦，原来这个生命可以胜过它。
It can resolve my problem and help me overcome. overcome this hurdle.
哎呀，原来在这样子的试探罪恶面前，我的生命能够得胜有余。
But my life can overcome in front of this temptation.
有姊妹，就好像你现在拿着一个先进的手机，回到2000年，不要2000年了，200年前就好了。
Imagine you go back 200 years with a new cell phone now.
那些人都目瞪口呆，哇，这个可以这样子啊！
And people at that time would be so marvel and amazed at this little thing.
你真的会惊讶呀！
Yes, they will be amazed.
有什么呀？我们需要惊讶于我们里面伟大改变的大能。
And we need to be amazed by the great power that can transform us.
我们要让它实际的在我们身上改变我们。
And then we wanted to actually change us.
所以上礼拜我们讲到从短暂到永恒。
So last week we talked about from temporal to eternal.
怎么能够让我们这样又短又少的年日跟永远发生关系啊？
So that with this short and limited life, we get to be connected with eternity.
什么时候我们回到这个新造的生命，回到基督里？
Anytime we return and abide in Christ,
我们最平凡的生活都有最最高的价值。
Even the most ordinary life will achieve the maximum value.
啊，这样子的经历都带下了永远的价值啊。
Such experiences will bring eternal value to our life.
那今天我要讲另外第二个题目很重要的，叫做从属肉体到属灵。
Today will be the second topic from carnal or fleshly to spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，我相信我们信了耶稣以后，我们都知道在我们里面有几条命。
We all know that after we accepted Christ, we all know there are two lives within us.
一个是受制父母，从老亚当，从我们的父母亲来的这个所谓叫做旧造的生命。
One is from the old creation, from Adam and from our parents, the natural life.
这是叫做圣经上约翰福音第一章讲的，叫做从血气生的，从情欲生的，从人意生的。
So that is the life that John, the gospel talk about is from the natural man, from the flesh.
当我们信耶稣的时候，我们 born again, 重生，叫做从神生的。
And when we believe in Jesus, we were born again, we were born from God.
我们得到了一个全新的生命。
We receive a brand new life.
生儿子的生命。
And that is the life of the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，在我们里面现在有两个生命。
So now there are two lives existing at the same time within us.
So far, 相信Agree 没有问题的，请举手好吗
？Please raise your hand if you agree with what I just said.
很多人还是没有举手，你们不觉得自己有两个生命
？Don't you feel that there are two lives living within you?
弟兄姊妹，这是基督徒得救最关键的事情。
And that is the most critical thing about our salvation.
基督教不是接受一个新的道理。
Christianity is not about a brand new doctrine.
基督教是得到新的生命。
It's to receive a new life.
弟兄姊妹，在我们里面就有了这两个生命。
So there are two lives living within us.
今天我们讲到什么叫做肉体或是血气。
Today we'll talk about what does it mean to be carnal or fleshly.
其实在新约圣经里面都是同一个希腊字根。
Actually, in the New Testament, they all come from the same Greek root.
都是 sarx.
It's called sarx.
中文翻作肉体。
We translate in Chinese to be of flesh.
很多地方翻译作血气。
Of or carnal.
有些地方翻译作情欲。
Or desires.
还有翻译作肉身。
Or the body.
这四个字其实在原文的里面都有用，都是用到同一个希腊字叫做 sarx.
And they all come from the same Greek word, which is sarx.
那我们今天就用肉体来做代表。
So today we use carnal, carnality.
那这几种肉体、血气、肉身、情欲，都是讲到从亚当来的这个旧造的生命。
Whether it's carnal or fleshly or the body or the desires,they all talk about the life we receive from Adam.
他所有的表现。
And all its manifestation.
所有的性情和特质。
All the natures and characteristics.
都叫做肉体。
They all are covered as being carnal.
所以我好几年以前在中国大陆跟弟兄姊妹培训的时候。
Several years ago when I was in China, in a training.
我说我们对那种低贱的肉体都很容易明白。
I told them we all understand those are base.Physical desires.
像加拉太书第五章说到的，有些事情是显而易见的。
Like in the book of Galatians chapter 5, some things are very visible and discernible.
像情欲啦、淫乱啦，这些 尊敬啊，这些都是我们很容易了解的。
Like lust, like sexual immorality, like divisions, these things we can understand.
但是我说肉体最可怕的地方。
But the most dreadful thing about our flesh.
肉在哪里？
What is it?
金凤，你是很喜欢的啊？骄傲。
Pride, that's what she said.
那个也是低的。
It's still kind of basic.
肉体最可怕的地方在哪里？
What's the most dreadful thing about the flesh?
是的，你们都是这么聪明会花脑筋的人。啊？贪心。
Greed.
那也是低档的。
That is still the low level thing.
肉体最可怕的地方就是它有所谓的高档次的肉体。
There's some high standard thing about the flesh.
所以你不会觉得它不好。
So something that you don't think is bad.
甚至你会觉得你在追求这样子的生活。
Or this is some kind of a good thing that you're trying to pursue.
那个肉体到一个地步，你觉得很自然。
And then the flesh acts in such a natural way.
因为它是从本性里面出来的，你认为是理所当然的。
Because it's out of our nature, and we think it's a, we take it as a matter of fact.
甚至你认为是美好的。
Or you think it's something beautiful.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果你真的听清楚我刚才说的，我们里面有两个生命的源头。
But if you think carefully, we have two origins.
一个从亚当来的。
One origin of our life.
一个从基督来的。
And one is from Christ.
请问从亚当来的这个生命性情，就是我们没有信耶稣之前的生命。
So from Adam we receive a life, and that is the life before we accepted Christ.
有没有好的？
Is there anything good?
哇，你们这么属灵都摇头。那对不起，我用更准确的，有没有人认为好的？有，对不对？
That man deems good. Yes.
呀，你看我们在前面有很多人很温柔。
Yeah, there's some people very gentle.
啊，很肯牺牲自己。
They're willing to sacrifice themselves.
很有热情。
They have passion.
有赤子之心。
And they're very pure in heart.
很喜欢艺术。
They love art.
啊，很喜欢造福人群。
And they like to benefit others.
弟兄姊妹，这都是高档次的肉体。
And those are the we call it the high level, the good part of.
如果他是从亚当里面出来的话，
But if it originated from Adam,
你说有没有好的？当然有。
Is there anything good? Yes, there's something.
外面这么多没信主的人，比我们基督徒很多的时候，他们的行为、他们的见证都好得多了。
We have to admit that there are many non-believers. They have good, better testimonies than Christians.
所以今天肉体在人身上一个最可怕的一个诡计跟蒙蔽，就是因为我们觉得这些东西都是好的。
So the most sneaky thing about flesh is that we really think they are good.
所以我们注意力只在集中在那些淫乱啦、贪心啦、骄傲啦、增进啦、脾气啦、暴躁啦。
That's why we only focus on those so-called bad things, like the sexual immorality, anger, or strife, divisions.
在神的眼中，低档次的肉体、中档的、高档的、进口的都是一样。
But then in God's eyes, anything from the flesh, whether it's low level, the high level ones, or even the import ones are bad.
所以我们读一节圣经，好，我们今天的背诵经文。
Let's read one verse together.
我们的背诵经文。
It's our memory verse for the week.
虽然四节我们一起来念。因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事，体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。请我们要注意到一件事情，属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
Please pay attention in verse 8. It says, those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
而且属肉体的人是跟神为仇。
And anyone who's of the flesh are actually against God.
而且加拉太书第五章说，属情欲的与属圣灵的是相争，彼此为敌。
And then in the book of Galatians chapter 5 says, those who are of the flesh are actually warring against those who are of the spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们一定要在主的面前求神开我们的眼睛。
We need to ask God to open our eyes.
所以保罗说，在我里头，我知道在我里头，就是在我肉体之中没有良善。
That's why Paul says, I know in me, that is in my flesh, there's nothing good.
弟兄姊妹，我们多少的时候，我们说我们这个 立志心但由得我行出来由不得我。
Oftentimes we say we can will to do good, but we cannot carry that out.
我真是苦啊。
Woe to me.
有人信主的第一年说我真是苦啊。
Some new Christians will say woe to me.
我们可以了解他。
Then we can understand.
信主了五年还在苦。
And after become Christians for 5 years, you still claim woe to me.
信主了10年还在这个苦。
And after 10 years, you're still struggling.
有人信主了30年还说 我真是苦啊。
And even after 30 years, some will still say, woe to me.
弟兄姊妹，他活该受苦。
But he deserved to suffer.
保罗早就说了, 在这句话, 7章18节是上下两节的。
Actually, Paul already said that in Romans chapter 7, verse 18.
他在讲这句话的时候, 他说, 我知道, 在我里头, 就是在我肉体中, 毫无良善。
Paul says, for I know, he knows that in him there's nothing good.
不管人怎么称我善,
it doesn't matter how people praise me.
但是在我里头毫无良善,
but there's nothing good within me.
我可能有善行,
maybe I can do good deeds.
我可能有一些旧造的人里面的一些好的性情性格,
or maybe I might have some good natures.
但是只要他的源头是从旧亚当肉体出来的,
as long as the origin is from Adam,
他就是神不喜欢的,
that is not what God likes.
甚至是受咒诅的神要把他钉在十字架上,
it's been cursed and it will be crucified by God on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，我希望我们在主的面前带着谦卑的心被神开眼睛。
I hope that we will all come before God and be open, our eyes will be open.
虽然在座很多弟兄姊妹听我讲这个听了许多次了,
maybe you have heard me talk about this many times,
可能你自己也都会讲了,
or even you can say it.
我这次在雅典讲到的时候, 他们很多人听过我光碟, 我就不知道该怎么讲。
This time when I was leading the meeting in Athens, many people have seen my DVD, so I don't know how to preach.
结果我二哥告诉我说你根本不要担心。
But my brother says, don't worry about it.
他说你照讲。
Just say what you have to.
他说林道亮院长说一个信息一般人要听30遍才真的听进去了。
Because there's the dean at the seminary school says, people usually have to listen to the same sermon for about 30 times before they actually get it.
他当初觉得林院长大概讲得太夸大了。
Before he thought maybe Mr. Lin is exaggerating.
他说后来他听到Warren Wisby说起码要40遍到50遍才真正的能够活出来。
Then he heard Warren Wisby says, unless a person listens to the same sermon about 40 or 50 times before he can actually practice.
所以你们都没听到30遍那是我的错。
So if you never heard me talk about it more than 30 times, then it's my fault.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们要认识这两个太不一样。
We have to know these two origins are very different.
所以当我们真认识这个的时候, 就像黎弟兄说的, 你会把肉体当作大麻风一样你逃避它。
If you really see the sinfulness of the flesh, then you will treat the flesh like leprosy that you want to run away from.
你知道它对我们造成的伤害。
You know how it will damage us.
弟兄姊妹啊, 我们要认识, 不光是平气低贱的事。
So not only that we will run from those base, the low level things.
连人所认为良善的或是高档的肉体, 我们都要小心。
Even things of the flesh are that deemed good by others, we have to be careful.
有人生来就很温和。
Some people are born naturally gentle.
大家称他脾气好。
And then people will say they have good temper.
他自己也认为自己脾气好。
They even think so themselves.
弟兄姊妹，他不认识自己。
Because they do not know themselves.
直到有一天，这是我听到别人的见证。
Until one day.
直到有一天，神兴起安排了一个人在他旁边。
Until one day, God brought another person.
他才发现原来他的温柔，他的忍耐是这样子的不管用。
Then he or she will realize that her natural gentleness does not work.
神不暴露我们的本相，不把我们带到尽头， 我们很少认识肉体的有限和败坏。
If God does not lead us to the end or to expose us, we will not realize the corruption of our flesh.
如果今天在你我的中间，在座的弟兄姊妹中，生活中有任何人叫你不舒服，
if there's anyone in your life that's causing you to be uncomfortable,
我为你感谢神,
I thank God for you.
你也要谢谢主安排的这个人在你旁边。
You need to thank God for placing this person next to you.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候神在这里是为了要拯救我。
A lot of times God does this in order to save us.
在我里头,
Because within me,
在我肉体中,
in my flesh,
毫无良善,
there is nothing good.
如果我们不认识肉体的可怕,
if we do not, get to know the corruption of our flesh,
我们如果不知道肉体居然会给我们带到一个不能讨神喜悦的情形,
that the flesh will lead us to a state that will not please God,
甚至是成为神的仇人,
or even become enemy of God,
哎呀, 我们真是要逃避它,
then we have to run away from it.
我好多年以前
Many years ago,
我在报纸上看见一个消息
I read a news on the newspaper
他说在中国有一个地方火锅很有名
so there's a place in China that the hot pot is very famous
很多人都很喜欢去吃
Many people like to eat hot pot
结果后来经过调查发现
And after being investigated
有 50% 以上这样子的火锅店
About 50, more than 50% of such restaurants that provide hot pot
他们在火锅里面偷偷掺的罂粟
They secretly put opium in their hot pot
所以当人越吃越爱吃越喜欢吃
So when people eat it, they will love it and want more
后来就上瘾了不能不吃
And they become addicted that they cannot live without
弟兄姊妹今天仇敌在我们身上的工作远远超过这个
You know the enemy the work of the enemy is far more than this
他叫我们凭着自己来行善
Because he calls us to do good out of our own will
对那些爱主对不爱主的人对那些不爱这个不敬虔的人他用低贱的事情来破坏他
For those ungodly people the enemy destroyed them with those corrupted things
他用那些色情的东西啊败坏的东西啊在破坏
Like the corruptions, like pornography, anything to destroy them. But then for those who desire to pursue the Lord, the enemy destroyed them by those high levels.
让我们这一生所追求的，直到有一天去见主的时候，发现火一烧，全部烧掉了。
So until one day we get to see the Lord, then we realize all the works cannot stand the test of fire.
因为是用草木和秸所建造的。
Because they were all built with the wood, hay, stock.
金银宝石的建造跟草木和秸的建造最大的不同。
The difference between building with silver, gold, and precious stones, and then wood, hay, and stock.
从经历来说，是不是在基督里？
From the experience point of view is whether it's in Christ
还是在血气里
or you did all this in the flesh
草木和秸就是说到血气、
if you build something out of wood, hay or stock actually you're doing it out of flesh
最大的不同在于他们的结局
the major difference is their ending
经得起火经不起火
their result whether they can be tested by fire
就是怎么样所以我们常常希望我们有一个祷告就是说主如果那一天会被烧掉求你今天就先来烧掉它。
So we ought to have this kind of prayer. Lord, if my work cannot withstand the test of fire, please burn them up today.
就如果我那天去见你的时候，我一生的果效会被火烧的话，我宁可希望你今生先来提醒我。
Lord, if all the my labor would not stand the test of fire, I hope that you will remind me today.
弟兄姊妹，希望我们学习知道什么叫做随从灵，在基督里来生活。
Let's learn how to follow the Holy Spirit and live with the Spirit.
所以圣经上讲说体贴肉体的就是死。
That's why the Bible says, to be carnally minded is death.
所以你活在肉体跟活在圣灵里很明显的一个分别。
So the major difference between living in the flesh or living in the Spirit.
圣经上讲的体贴肉体就是死，体贴圣灵就是生命平安。
The Bible says, to be carnally minded is death.But to be spiritual minded is life and peace.
今天我们是不是活在基督里，活在新造的生命的自由里？我们自己知道的，弟兄姊妹。
So we know whether we're living in Christ in this new creation.
拿一个我们稍微可以明了的例子，就是电器跟电源之间的关系。
To give you an example so that we can understand, it's the relationship between electric appliances and the outlet, electric outlet.
今天我们在圣灵里面，这个。电器就能够 function 它就能够带下祝福带下结果的
If we operate in the Holy Spirit then this electric appliances will work and you will see the result
你看电锅、
Look at the rice cooker
你如果没有插电的话
If you did not plug into the outlet
你虽然把开关开了
Even you turn it on
然后你就去做别的事情
And then you go you turn around do something else
去跑菜去干嘛
And you go cook your dishes
等到回来要吃的时候打开来
And you come back and ready to eat dinner.
它还是生的
The rice is still raw.
这是说我在读研究所的时候，我们 那时候一次痛苦的经验。
And that was my experience when I was in grad school.
我们中国人都在做菜，找了一个马来西亚的朝生，叫他负责煮饭。
While we were cooking, we asked a brother from Malaysia, and we asked him to cook the rice.
等到菜都摆上桌的时候，要去开饭锅，一开开来都是感恩，都是生米。
And then after we finished all the dishes, we opened up the rice cooker. The rice was uncooked.
就是没有鲶鱼电源。
Because he did not plug into the electric outlet.
你说空调。
Look at the air conditioning.
它只要离开电源。
If it's not plugged in.
虽然设备都在。
Yes, the equipments are all there.
但是你不能享受它。
But you cannot enjoy it.
电灯也是这样。
The same with electric light.
前两天我书桌的灯我怎么开它都不亮。
A couple of days ago, I just couldn't turn on the lamp on my desk.
然后爬到桌子底下去的时候才发现电源松掉了。
And then I took a look and it was not plugged in.
所以它不能够让你在黑暗中带下光明。
So it could not provide light.In darkness, because it's separated from the source of the electricity. The enemy does not even have to tempt us to sin.
他只要能够让我们满足于活在原来的肉体中，他就已经大功告成。
If he can cause us to be satisfied, with living in our old creation, then he has done his job well.
因为他知道你对他不会产生威胁。
Because he knows that you will not become a threat to him.
他知道你所有所作所行不会有永恒的果效。
He knows that anything you do will not have eternal value.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们需要回到最根本的救恩上面来。
Therefore, we need to go back to the fundamentals of the salvation.
而底下又说到情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争。
It says the flesh wars against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh.
这两个是彼此相敌的。
They're warring against each other.
保罗说，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们。
Paul says, I told you before and I'm telling you even now.
他说，行这样事的人不能够承受神的国。
Anyone who does these things cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
接下来加拉太书第六章保罗说不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。
And in Galatians chapter 6 it says, do not be deceived, God is not mocked.
人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
But whatever the man sows, he will also reap.
顺着情欲就是肉体哈，大家不要以为情欲都是讲那种很低档的。
For anyone who sows to the flesh, the flesh here is not just the lust or sexual desires.
必从情欲收败坏。
Anyone who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption.
顺着圣灵撒种的必从圣灵收永生。
But he who sows to the spirit will of the spirit reap everlasting life.
不要自欺。
Do not be deceived.
人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
Whatever a man sows, he will also reap.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click Donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.